You're listening to SBS News.
For young mum Catherine Pitt, taking her one-year-old daughter Peyton to childcare means that she can work and study. But given it costs well over $100 a day, she can only afford it 3 days a week. The 22-year-old is hoping that upcoming changes to the childcare system will help her get back into full-time work sooner.
If I was working 5 days a week currently, I would be working just to pay the childcare fee and we wouldn't have any extra income. But the 3 days a week allows for us not to reach that cap.
From the 2nd of July, there will no longer be a cap for the childcare rebate for families earning less than $185,000 a year. For families earning more, the cap will increase to $10,000. As for how much the government subsidy will cover, low-income families will be able to get back as much as 85% of the cost of care. For those on middle incomes, it will be half the cost, and for those on high incomes, 20% or nothing. Families are not automatically registered for the new scheme. Education Minister Simon Birmingham says it's crucial people sign up before next month.
We're doing this to give more support to more Australian families, and we want to be fair about it. And so there is a transition period some 3 months after the July start-up, but it could disrupt people's payments in terms of the timing, the schedule. It's more of a back payment arrangement that exists after July. So for people and for their childcare and early education services, to get every dollar they're entitled to when they're entitled to it, they really do need to act before July 2.
That's less than 4 weeks away, and there are still around 360,000 families who haven't updated their details. Early Childhood Australia CEO Samantha Page warns those who don't will face having their payments cut altogether.
Well, the concern is families could end up with a big bill or a big debt to a childcare service if they don't realise that they needed to apply in order to continue to have access to childcare subsidies. The other concern is that they might not meet the level of activity requirements for the number of hours of childcare that they're using, and that would be a problem then, because even a backdated subsidy application isn't going to work if you're not actually eligible for all the hours that you're using.
She says the new activity test is too tough, particularly for casual workers. The test requires both parents to prove they work, study or volunteer for at least 8 hours a fortnight to receive their subsidy, although families with a combined income of less than $67,000 will be exempt. Labor's early childhood education spokeswoman Amanda Rishworth fears many parents still don't fully understand the changes.
This week I've been speaking with centres who have taken it upon themselves, whether that is translating the information themselves so those from culturally diverse and linguistically diverse backgrounds can access the information, or indeed they've actually got laptops at the front of their centres trying to help parents transition.
Parents can register for the new childcare system on the MyGov website. Maria Zivic, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.